إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فإني أرحب بكم جميعا في درس الليلة، وهو في العقيدة من كتاب عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث للإمام الصابوني رحمه الله بشرح فضيلة الشيخ الوالد العلامة أبي محمد ربيع بن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله تعالى. Once again, I welcome all of you. Our class tonight is in Aqidah, in the Creed. We're still reading from the book of Al-Imam al-Sabuni, the Creed of the Pious Predecessors, the People of Hadith, and the explanation of our noble Shaykh Al-Allama, Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, حفظه الله تعالى. قولهم في الصفات. We're going to learn today. We start by reading the chapter 3 in the English translation. Their stance, the stance of Ahlul Hadith, Al-Salaf, their stance regarding the attributes. Regarding the attributes. أولا نقرأ المتن. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله: وكذلك يقولون، والضمير يعود إلى أصحاب الحديث، وكذلك يقولون في جميع الصفات التي نزل بذكرها القرآن ووردت بها الأخبار الصحاح من السمع والبصر والعين والوجه والعلم والقوة والقدرة والعزة والعظمة والإرادة والمشيئة والقول والكلام والرضا والسخط والحياة واليقظة والفرح والضحك وغيرها، من غير تشبيه لشيء من ذلك بصفات المربوبين المخلوقين، بل ينتهون فيها إلى ما قاله الله تعالى وقاله رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، من غير زيادة عليه ولا إضافة إليه ولا تكييف له ولا تشبيه ولا تحريف ولا تبديل ولا تغيير ولا إزالة للفظ الخبر عما تعرفه العرب وتضعه عليه بتأويل منكر بتأويل منكر، ويجرونه على الظاهر ويكلون علمه إلى الله تعالى، ويقرون بأن تأويله لا يعلمه إلا الله، كما أخبر الله عن الراسخين في العلم أنهم يقولون كما في قوله تعالى في سورة آل عمران: والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. In this paragraph, Al-Imam al-Sabuni rahimahullah ta'ala said, the people of Hadith also say about all of their Lord's attributes, which were revealed, whether mentioned in the Quran or mentioned in the authentic Ahadith, regarding the hearing, the seeing, the eyes, the face, the knowledge, the strength, the power, the glory, the greatness, the will, the intent, the speech, the words, being pleased, being displeased, life, to be watchful, to be happy, to love, and others from the attributes of Allah. That these attributes are not compared with the attributes of the creation. On the contrary, they limit themselves to what Allah, meaning they, meaning the people of Hadith, Ahlul Hadith, they limit themselves to what Allah the Most High said, and to what His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, without adding anything to them, saying how they are, likening them, without saying how they are, and without likening them, without distorting and changing their meanings or making any alterations, taking them out of the context in which the Arab, the Arab understood them, attaching to them false interpretations. They take them on their apparent meanings. They take them, meaning them, the attributes of Allah, on their apparent meanings. They entrust its understanding to Allah the Most High. And they affirm that none knows its ta'wil except Allah. Just as Allah has informed us about those who are firmly grounded in knowledge, that they say, as Allah tells us in Surah Ali Imran, in the verse number 7, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلٌّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And those who are firmly grounded in knowledge say, we believe in all that is from our Lord. We believe in all that is from our Lord. And none receive admonition except the man of understanding.
The bottom it says, sort of four.
Allah is a mistake, it's a typo. Tayyib. Ali Imran is a chapter number 3. Over there they say 4, so correct it inshallah. Jazakallah khair. It's chapter number 3 instead of 4. Ash-Sharh, the explanation of this paragraph by our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Abi Muhammad Rabi' ibn Hadi Humayr al-Madkhali hafizahullah. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله تعالى وكذلك يقولون في جميع الصفات التي نزل بذكرها القرآن ووردت بها الأخبار الصحاح من السمع والبصر والعين والوجه والعلم والقوة والقدرة والعزة والعظمة والإرادة والمشيئة والقول والكلام والرضا والسخط والحياة واليقظة والفرح والضحك وغيرها. قال كذلك يقولون الإشارة ترجع إلى أهل الحديث. الإشارة ترجع إلى أهل الحديث الذين يقولون هم أهل الحديث الذين ذكر لنا شيئا من عقائدهم فيما سبق ومثل لذلك بصفة اليدين لله تبارك وتعالى. He says, and they say, meaning here, the people of hadith. Those who say, as related to the attributes of Allah, and he mentioned from them, the hearing, the seeing, the eye, the face, the knowledge, the strength, the power, the might, and the like, as we just read to you in the paragraph. He says, those who say are the Ahlul Hadith. That's their aqeedah, that's their statements, as related to the attributes of Allah. Because there are people who say other things. Those who deviated away from the path of Ahlul Hadith, if you ask them about these attributes, they tell you different things. They have different aqeedah. But we are concerned with what Ahlul Hadith are upon. As-Salaf, As-Salih. Those who are upon the truth, upon the haqq. What they say, what is their aqeedah as related to the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, these are the people of hadith that previously, in the previous chapters, Al-Imam As-Sabuni rahimahullahu ta'ala has quoted for us some of their belief. Especially in this field of the names and the attributes of Allah. And if you remember, in the previous chapters, Al-Imam As-Sabuni rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned an example of the head, the hand, the hands, al-yadain, the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال وهنا يقول وكذلك يقولون أي أهل الحديث وأئمة الحديث رحمهم الله تعالى. He said in this paragraph, he's still bringing to us the belief of أهل الحديث, since he says, and they say, concerning the attributes of Allah. They here turns to the people of hadith. قال وهذا يشمل أئمة الفقه والتفسير أيضا. So he says, when you mention Ahlul Hadith, that include the a'imma, the great scholars of fiqh, and the great scholars of tafsir as well. Pay attention to this. He says, now when we say this is the aqidah of Ahlul Hadith, this includes the scholars of fiqh and the scholars of tafsir. And the Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahu Ta'ala, he will tell us why. قال لأن العلماء في السابق كان العالم يتضلع بعلوم الحديث والتفسير والفقه وغيرها. He says that because the previous and scholars and our predecessors, our imams, they used to be scholars not just in hadith. نعم, they were firmly grounded in hadith, but also in tafsir and in fiqh. You will find the alim, he's a great scholar, have a lot of knowledge, mountains of knowledge in hadith, but also he has the same amount of knowledge or more in fiqh and in tafsir, and in other than that, in the Arabic language. Some of them was amazing when you read the biography of the previous scholars. It's so amazing. So amazing that when they speak about hadith, you will think that they know nothing but hadith. These people don't know anything else. They don't know any tafsir, any fiqh. Yeah, subhanAllah. But the same scholar, when he speaks in tafsir, you will think that he don't know anything but tafsir. And the same scholar, when he speaks about fiqh, you will think that he don't know anything else but fiqh. And then they speak in Arabic. Even poetry. Ya subhanAllah. As one of them, they said that the weakest part, the weakest, because he's a alim in hadith, in tafsir, in fiqh, in Arabic language and many other fields, the weakest one is poetry. His weakest side is poetry. Meaning, learn memorizing poetry and knowing so much of poetry of the Arabs and the like. He said, but that weakest side, if that scholar, and I think it's Sufyan al-Thawri, wallahu a'lam, if I'm not mistaken, if he says and recites poetry from his memory without repeating one line for a month, he won't finish. And that's his weakest side, by the way. What about hadith, ya akhwan? Ya subhanAllah. These are people, ulama, these are noble scholars. Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahu Ta'ala, he says, the alim before, he used to be a great scholar in hadith, in tafsir, and fiqh, and other in these fields. And he gave us examples from as-salaf, from at-tabi'un, and atba' at-tabi'un, and the like, and those who come after them. قال مثل الأوزاعي, Abdul Rahman bin Amr, the like of Al-Imam Al-Awza'i. He's the one who said this, the famous statement, اسبر نفسك على السنة وقف حيث وقف القوم وقل بما قالوا. He's the scholar who said that famous statement that we have heard in many times, اسبر نفسك على السنة, be patient upon the Sunnah. To be upon the Sunnah, you're going to have some patience. You have to persevere and be patient upon the Sunnah. And stop where they stop, meaning the Sahaba. And say what they say. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ سَلَفِكَ الصَّالِحِ فَإِنَّهُ يَسَعُكَ مَا وَسَعَهُمْ. And follow the path of as-salaf as-salih. That which benefit them will benefit you. This is Imam al-Awza'i, who also said, As-Sunnah Najat. Being upon the Sunnah, that's what makes you on the safe path. قال مثل الأوزاعي ومالك والثوري, يعني سفيان ابن سعيد الثوري, the great Imam, and the great Imam, Imam Malik, Imam Dar al-Hijra, والسفيانين, the two Sufyans. Who are they? Aynam, Sufyan ibn Uyayna. Wal Imam Ahmad, wal Bukhari, wa Muslim. Only this is an example, but there is so many others. So many others. فَهَٰؤُلَاءِ أَئِمَّةٌ فُقَهَاءٌ مُحَدِّثُونَ وَمُفَسِّرُونَ إِلَىٰ آخِرٍ. The Shaykh said these examples of these noble scholars, they are great imams. Likewise, they are great imams in fiqh, and great imams in hadith, and great imams in tafsir. And other fields of this deen, the like of the Arabic language and the grammar and the like. قال فهم يقولون في جميع الصفات التي نزل بذكرها القرآن. Our predecessors, our pious predecessors, Ahlul Hadith, what they say? They say also about all of their Lord's attributes, which were revealed and were mentioned in the Quran. نَتِي نَزَلَ بِذِكْرَ الْقُرْآنِ قَالَ الشَّيْخ رَبِيعُ حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ كُلُّ صِفَةٍ وَصَفَ اللَّهُ بِهَا نَفْسَهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ أَوْ فِي سُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهَا رِضْوَانُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي سَيَأْتِي. He says, every attribute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has affirmed for himself in his book, Al-Quran, or in the sunnah of his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they believe in it. They believe in those attributes, ridwanullahi alayhim, and they affirm for Allah that which he have affirmed for himself in a way that befits his majesty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالْ وَوَرَدَتْ بِهَا الْأَخْبَارُ الصِّحَاحِ مِنَ السَّمْعِ. They are mentioned in the book, in the Qur'an, or mentioned in the authentic ahadith. And then he mentioned regarding the hearing, and he began to mention some of the attributes of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahu Ta'ala, he began to give an example from the Qur'an, and also later on from the Sunnah. These are proofs for what Imam al-Sabuni has mentioned. Because Imam al-Sabuni, rahimahullah, in this paragraph, when he mentioned that Ahlul Hadith, they believe in the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are mentioned in the Qur'an or mentioned in the authentic ahadith, he says, مثل, the like of, and he began to give example, as-sam'a, wal-basar, the hearing, as-sam'a, wal-basar, the hearing, the seeing, the eyes, the face, the knowledge, al-ilm. But now here, in the sharh, in the explanation, Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahu Ta'ala, he quoted some of the ayahs from the Qur'an as a proof to these attributes. Imam al-Sabuni began by as-sam'a, as-sam'a, the hearing. قَالْ مِنْ وَصْفِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى بِصِفَةِ السَّمْعِ. As-sam'a is one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anfal, in Surah Al-Anfal, verse 61, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ. See from السَّمَعَ. السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. He is the all-hearer, the all-knower. السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. وَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ الْمُجَادِلَةِ قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوُرَكُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. Three times mentioned here. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوُرَكُمَا سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. He mentioned also the ayah in Surah Al-Mujadila, the very first ayah. Indeed, Allah has heard the statement of her that disputes, this is a woman, that disputes with you, with the Messenger of Allah, O Muhammad, concerning her husband, and complains to Allah. And Allah hears, see? He says, indeed Allah has heard. And also here he said, and Allah hears the argument between you both. Verily Allah is all hearer, all seeing. And the ulama, they mentioned that this lady who came and Allah has heard her. Her name is Khawla bint Thalabah. Khawla bint Thalabah. And the husband that she came complain about, okay, she was complaining against, is Aws ibn al-Samit radiallahu anhu. Aws ibn al-Samit radiallahu anhu. وقال الله فالله تبارك وتعالى وصف نفسه في آيات بأنه سميع بصير. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described himself in many ayat that he is Sami' Basir. That he is Sami' all hearer, all seer. بَسَمِيعٌ بَصِير كَقَوْلِهِ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Like of the ayah that was repeated many times in the explanation in a previous chapter. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Surah Al-Shura. The ayah of Surah Al-Shura. There is nothing like unto Allah. Nothing resembles Allah. And He is As-Sami'. The All-Hearer. Al-Basir. The All-Seer. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seen, right? Seen. The All-Seen. The end in the end. Okay. It's in here. The all seen. I-N-G. I know. Jazakum Allah khairan. The all hear. The all seen. قال فيأتي الوصف بالفعل وبالاسم وبالصفة والبصر نعم. So Imam al-Sabuni, he mentioned al-Sam' and he mentioned al-Basar. After he mentioned the hearing, he mentioned the seeing. S-E-E-I-N-G. Al-Basar. Sheikh Rabi'i mentioned the same ayah in Surah al-Shura, because Allah says وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. وهو السميع البصير. So we affirm this attribute for Allah because Allah has affirmed it for Himself in the Quran. السميع البصير. So صفة البصر. Allah is the all hearer, the all seen. And He mentioned another ayah in Surah Taha, ayah 46. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إنني معكما أسمع وَأَرَى. Verily I am with you both hearing and seeing. Both. Who are they? She's Musa and Harun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them to the Pharaoh. But Musa alayhi salam says, oh my Lord, I'm afraid that he may transgress against us. Allah says, I am with you both, hearing and seeing. Wal-ayn, the eye. We affirm the eye for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We affirm the eyes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh Rabi'i says, As Allah says in the Quran in Surah Al-Qamar, verse number 14, تجري بأعيننا جزاء لمن كان كفر. تجري بأعيننا جزاء لمن كان كفر. In Surah Al-Qamar, the ship floating under our eyes. Floating under our eyes, a reward for him who has been rejected. Who? Him. Nuh alayhi salam. This is related to the story of Nuh alayhi salam. He was rejected by his people. لَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ. He remained calling them to Allah, to Tawheed, to that which is good for them, 1,000 years except for 50 years. But he was rejected and denied. And Allah tells us the story of Nuh alayhi salam with his people in many places in the Quran. There is so many benefits, so much benefits from that story, from the whole stories of the prophets with their people. And subhanallah, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, والشيء بالشيء يذكر, he mentioned that subhanallah, in the story of Nuh alayhi salam, it mentioned uslub al-da'wah, that Nuh alayhi salam used every possible way to call his people. Subhanallah, he used every possible way to call his people to Allah. But keep in mind, still only few people have believed in him. وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Only few people believed in Nuh عليه السلام and followed his message عليه الصلاة والسلام. That because هداية التوفيق هذه لله سبحانه وتعالى. ذكر أهل العلم منهم فضيلة الشيخ الوالد بن عثيمين رحمه الله وفضيلة الشيخ الوالد صالح الفوزان كما في شرح الواسطية أن الهداية نوعان, هداية الدلالة والبيان وهداية التوفيق والإلهام. Our noble scholars, they mentioned from them Sheikh Ibn Nasr Sa'di, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, and so Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan, especially Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen and Salih Al-Fawzan, on their explanation on Al-Wasitiyya of Sheikh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. They mention that guidance is two types. The first type of guidance is to show the people the path by providing the right information. The second type of guidance is those people applying this and being successful. وَهَذَا لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. هِدَايَةُ التَّوْفِيقِ هَذِهِ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. لِهَذَا قَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم إنك لا تهدي من أحببت, أي لا توفق من أحببت. And as for the guidance of success, it is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He alone make whom He will successful and being upon the path. And that's why Allah has said in the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verily you Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do not guide whom you will. But see, there is no contradiction, because there is another ayah says, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي, verily you guide. In this one here, verily you guide, verily you invite, you call by teaching, by presenting the right information, by inviting the people to the path of Allah. But then he said, but you do not guide, meaning you do not make successful whom you want, because the Prophet ﷺ, he wanted his people to accept Islam. Prophet ﷺ used to be very sad, and he hurt him to see them not accepting his call. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, it's not up to you. The guidance of success is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nuh alayhi salam remained all these years. And we have to take notice, especially the dua, those who are calling to Allah, You may be calling somebody in your family still not Muslim yet. Could be your father or your mother, or could be your brother or your sister or your aunt, could be your grandmother, could be someone who did so much by Allah's will and leave for you. Somebody who rose you up, somebody who spent a lot of time and money and invests, but now you're calling them to Islam. And some people, they give up after a couple months or after a couple years. Now, I was talking to my grandma for a couple years. She ain't getting it. Nuh alayhi salam was calling his people for 1,000 years except for 50 years. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't give up calling his uncle Abu Talib until he died upon shirk. The same thing we do. All we have to do is to learn how to give da'wah properly. We learn, we spend some time, we ask questions, we read the material that will help us to give da'wah properly. Because the da'wah is the minhaj of al-anbiya. Read the book of Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahullah, Minhaj al-anbiya fi da'wah ila Allah, the methodology of the prophets in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we need to do. We need to learn how to give da'wah properly. And on a part of that, we're going to learn that we should not give up. And we should not say why she's not Muslim yet. Why? You still don't know why? Only Allah guides whom He will. And yet somebody who say that question, he himself was not a Muslim 5 years ago. He himself, herself, she was not a Muslim a couple years ago. So why weren't you Muslim 10 years ago? MashaAllah, that's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't know if Allah will guide, if that grandmother of yours will accept Islam or not. And we have, subhanAllah, we some people share with us some, subhanAllah, beautiful stories. Some people, they say, look, they've been calling his grandmother for years, his mother for years, and she was rejecting it. Until somebody came to visit her, somebody not in the family, came to visit in a stranger in the hospital and talked to their grandma about Islam, and she took her shahada. No, it's total stranger. Just go there and say, hey ma, how you doing? You look good. And she's like, oh yeah. No, I don't think so. He says, no, I see that your face is okay. Are you a Muslim? Oh no, not Muslim. Do you know something about Islam? Oh yeah, a lot. Well, how comes? My nephew, see? My grandson, my granddaughter, she's been talking to me about it. For how long? Oh, for how long? I can't even remember. Did she talk to you about Allah? Yes. What did she say? Allah is the only true God, and He's the Creator, this and this and that. He's the merciful. You see? Did she talk to you about Islam? Yes. What she say? This. See, grandma, she knows. She talked to you about this man named Muhammad? Oh yeah, the Prophet, the last messenger, the seal of all prophets. And see? And then that stranger will say, they're right. They want good for you. Look, I'm only a stranger and I agree with them. This is good for you. And if you become Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins, all what you've done before. And this, subhanAllah, and then that grandma may say, and you may not say. You see? But continue to talk to them and give them da'wah. As for them saying the shahada or not, saying it in front of you or in front of somebody else, they may never say it because Abu Talib didn't say it in front of the best of mankind, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should not give up, ya akhwan, or ya akhawat. But we should learn once again how to give da'wah properly. What to say and what not to say, when to stop, Hinam, sometimes we should know where to stop. Some they keep going. Should learn when to stop. Choose the right time to talk to them. The hikmah, use wisdom. All of these things, ikhwan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us knowledge and hikmah so that we can be of a benefit for those who still yet to become Muslim. May Allah open their hearts. Ameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
نعم So Nuh alayhi salam, Allah has mentioned his story in many places in the Quran. Another ayah that our beloved Shaykh Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali hafidhahu ta'ala mentioned as a proof to al-ayn, the eye, in Surah Taha, verse 39. وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي in order that you may be brought up under my eye. This is in the story of Musa alayhi salam. Another beautiful story in the Quran. Another beautiful story that have many benefits for us. And the story of Musa, by the way, it is, subhanAllah, mentioned in many places in the Quran. Many places in the Quran. And we know from it is that he was brought up in the house of the Pharaoh, his enemy. Allahu Akbar. The ulama says, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ شَيْئًا فَلَا أَرَادَّ لَهُ If Allah wants something to happen, nobody can protest or turn it down. Here is the Pharaoh who was killing, really assassinating all of the babies, the boys. He leave the girls live and he killed the babies, boys. He was afraid from Bani Israel. But Musa, he's a baby boy. But Allah protected him. Not only that he escaped death, but he was he was raised by the one who was killing all babies, baby boys. Allahu Akbar. So, you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put your trust in Allah. Tawakkul. Nothing will happen to you unless by Allah's leave subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال كذلك وصفة الوجه لكن نقف هنا إن شاء الله. We stop here and we will continue next class. Once again, we still reading from the book Sharh Aqidat al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith, the explanation of the creed of the pious predecessors, the people of Hadith, the book of Al-Imam al-Sabuni. رحمه الله تعالى. And the explanation of Imam Al-Allama Rabi' ibn Hadi Al-Madkhali حفظه الله تعالى. And by the way, this is a very important subject matter because this is the aqidah of the Muslim. This is our creed. كما قال الشيخ الوالد صالح الفوزان العقيدة الصحيحة هي الأساس الذي تبنى عليه جميع الأعمال. That the sound creed is the foundation that all deeds are built upon. And this is one of the conditions of the acceptance of the deeds. That Allah accepts from those who have sound aqidah. The aqidah of tawheed upon Islamic monotheism that is free of shirk. Unlike some people, they pray, they fast, make hajj, but then they believe in the graves. They turn and ask the Kaaba, O Kaaba, O grave of so-and-so. They ask dead people to bring them benefits or to repair harm away from them. Now the Muslim have to be upon the correct aqidah, the aqidah of tawheed, that is free from shirk and free from anything that opposes it, whether those things that nullify it or those things that take away from it. So we have to give much importance to this subject matter of aqidah. As we read here, alhamdulillah, for a couple minutes, but we go home, read once again, review the chapter. Read Kitab al-Tawheed, attend the class of Kitab al-Tawheed. Ask questions about the aqidah. Review the chapters of aqidah, because this is the foundation. Barakallahu feekum hadha, wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa tasliman kathira.